Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Romans chapter 3, verse 22. It needs 21 because 21 ends with a comma and we would pick 22 up in the middle of a sentence. So let's start with 21. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. Did you note that in verse 21, we are told that there is a righteousness of God that is apart from the law, and in verse 22, we are told that that righteousness of God is through faith in Jesus Christ. So the righteousness of God is not revealed through the law. The righteousness of God is revealed outside of the law, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. So again, we'll say what we said the other day. It is not possible to have a proper revelation of the glory of God through the law. To have a proper revelation, I said that wrong. That's true too, but that's not where I'm going. It's not possible to have a revelation of the glory of God through the law. You have a revelation of the... Moses already had the law and asked to see God's glory. So the law did not show him God's glory because the law does not show you God's goodness. Whenever Moses saw God's glory, he saw God's goodness. So I'll say it differently. The law will never give you a revelation of God's righteousness. The righteousness of God is revealed through faith in Jesus Christ. This is building on a theme Paul established. You could say that the whole half of chapter 1 and the whole of chapter 2 was a rabbit trail. That Paul's theme was really way back in Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Paul doesn't say the law reveals God's righteousness. He says the gospel of Christ reveals God's righteousness. Then he picks that back up in Romans 3:22. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ has been realized apart from the law. And it's to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's the famous Romans 3:23 verse that is often used on the so-called Romans road to salvation, where we try to lead someone to Christ using various scriptures through the book of Romans. The establishment of everyone being a sinner has already been done in chapters 1 and 2. Why go back to that here in chapter 3? Well, because he's trying to show that God's righteousness doesn't come by keeping the law, which is what a Jew would have said. Righteousness comes only through faith in Christ, but that faith in Christ is not limited to the Jewish people. That faith in Christ is available to everyone. Here, Paul is breaking down the wall, the barrier. There is no select people who are allowed to be righteous. There's no difference. It's to all and upon all because everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I want to give you an alternative translation rendering tomorrow of Romans 3:23 that might shed a little more light on the way Paul and some of those early church fathers thought about sin in relation to Adam and the first Adam. And we'll get into that tomorrow as we proceed. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.